Zog the Mishnah, Daf Mem Aleph, Omed Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Hameichem Shepinehu. If you have a urn that you removed off the fire, Lo Yitin Latechet Tzoinen Bishvil Sheyechamu. Now, even though you removed the urn off the fire, but a urn off the fire is still called a Kli Rishon, so Lo Yitin Latechet Tzoinen, do not put in cold water Bishvil Sheyechamu, because it'll warm up the cold water and they'll be considered Bishel. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss, did you remove the water too, or is it empty? But either way, if you put in enough tzoinen that it will be able to warm up, so then it will be oivan isa bishel, even if it's pineu. But you could place inside, the Mishnah is very cryptic, what does it mean, letoichoi? And the Gemara is going to say, letoichoi means that if you put in a lot of cold water, then it's not going to be able to warm it up, kidei yatsa lettuce to be mevashel. That's one option that you could do. Oy letoichoi kois. Or if you place the water into a kois, that means you took the water off the kettle off the fire, and you took the water that was in the kettle and you put it into a secondary kli, a kois, a kli sheni, and now you want to put in water in there. So that's mutter l'techa kois kedei lafshiron, but that's already kli sheni, and kedei lafshiron means not kedei yatzaledes, so it's not mevashel. So kli sheni is not mevashel if you do it kedei lafshiron. Now the Shita Laharan and Daf Mem Beis is medayik that this Mishnah seems to imply that this Tana the Mishnah holds that the Kli Sheni would be Mevashel. And that's why it's only Mutal Techa Kois Kedei L'Abshiron. You could be Matra, you could learn it, that no, it just means that anytime it's in the Kois, it's Kedei L'Abshiron because it can't be Mevashel because it's the Kli Sheni. But he's medayik, Kaponim this Chiddush, that the Tana of this Mishnah might hold that Kli Sheni is Mevashel, and it's only Mutal to put water in a Kois, which is the Kli Sheni, Kedei L'Abshiron, because then you're not doing it in order to be Mevashel. Mashma, if you wanted to be Mevashel, you could be Mevashel. Zog the Gemara Maika Omar. After all, the Mishnah is very cryptic. Hamechem shipineyu. It doesn't say what you're mefana. You removed the kettle from the fire. Did you remove the water? It doesn't say that. It just says mechem shipineyu. Leitin l'techet tzoin and don't put in cold water. Bishvil sheyechamu. And then it says avlo noisin l'techoi. What does that mean? Zog the Gemara Maika Omar. Zog the Gemara Omar. Av adab amas nohochi komar. Hamechem shipina mimenu mayim chamin. That means besides taking the mechem, besides taking the kettle off the fire, you also emptied out the hot water from the kettle itself. Hamechem shipinam mimenu mayim chamin. So you took it off the fire and you removed the hot water. All that is included in pineu. Lo yitin latoicha mayim muatim. Do not put in mayim muatim. Do not put in a minimal amount of water in there, cold water, because that minimal amount will ultimately boil and be mechamim kedei sheyechamu. Then you'll be oivam bishol. Because even though you removed it off the fire, and even though you took out the water, but the mechem is still hot, it's still called the kli rishon. Something off the fire is still called the kli rishon. So if you put in mayim muatim, it's going to be mechem, it's going to be mechamim, that mayim muatim, and it'll be considered mevashel. Similarly, we find, even though medina might be mutter because it's not called a bishel, but if you're taking an empty cup and you want to put in hot water, make sure that the cup is dry, because if it's wet, then you're being mevashel those droplets. Now medina, it could be that's nothing and that's not the chalal intention of bishel, but the point is there, meaning you can have mayim muatim on the bottom, even more than droplets, and then if you have something in the cup, then you're being mevashel that water. So over here also, don't put mayim muatim even in an empty kettle, even off the fire, because it's hot enough that it can be mechem. However, we explained the second part of the Mishnah. Noisin letoicha means you're allowed to put in mayim merubim, a lot of water. If you put in an abundance of water, so it's not going to have a chance for it to boil it, because it's so much water you're putting in that the hot kettle is not going to be able to overcome that cold water, and it won't be mevashalit. Which is less than yatsa lettuce, so that's why that would be mutter. Now, when you put in mayim merubim, ultimately you're first starting off with muatim. Every muatim turns into merubim. So maybe it should be also to put in mayim merubim because it's muatim plus muatim plus muatim, which turn into merubim. Zok de chaya odem, Nishbur brings this. Then when you put in mayim merubim, you should put it in one shot. When you put it in one shot, so this doesn't have a chance to be mevashalit. But enichanami, you shouldn't put in small amounts at a time, one after another, to turn into merubim. Because then the muatim will be mevashal. Others say no. The Pnei Yeshua says that even if you're putting in merubim in an oifen of muatin, muatin, muatin that turns into merubim, it's also not called bishel because your intent is to put in more and you're constantly putting in. So even though there might be muatim at the onset, But that is a shame of merubim, and that's mutter, that's kdei lafshir, and that's not yatzaledes. Continues the Gemara, daf mem aleph amid beis. Frag the Gemara, so even though you took the mechem off the fire, you removed the water contents from it. So if you put in little amount of water cold, it's going to be mechem it, it'll be mevashel. If you put in a lot of water, then it's mutter, because then it's not going to be mevashel, then it's only lahavshir, that's not yatzaledes. Frag the Gemara, either way, valoy mitzaref, there's another issue you're doing. You're being mitzaref the utensil. You're strengthening any iron that you take out of the fire, and afterwards you put in cold water, is mitzaref it. That strengthens the utensil, the kli itself. And if you're oivan issa mitzaref, what's the issa mitzaref? Zog Rashi, klimatcha is cham v'noisen l'teuchat tzoynen, mechaskim as a kli, it strengthens the utensil, v'zui gmar melechas atzorfin. It's the gmar melechas atzorfin. So Rashi seems to imply it's makke bepatish. That's what the Ravid says in Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, that it's makke bepatish, at least midrabonin makke bepatish. So makke bepatish is a melocha, it's the raisa. But here it might be a drabonin dika makke bepatish, that you mitzarev the kli. The Rambam over there in Shabbos Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, says that it's mechaber, it's extinguishing. Even though it's off the fire, and even though the water contents is out, but the fact that the kettle is boiling hot, and now you're putting cold water, it's like taking a hot pan off the stove, and now you want to put a cold water on it, you'll hear, shh, you hear it being mechaber. It's tempering, it's so to speak, hushing the heat, and that's a ma'isa kibui. So the Rambam, putting cold water in a kettle that's off the fire, even though it's emptied from its contents, you're so to speak removing the heat. That's a ma'aseh kibui, and that's the problem of being mitzaref the kli. So upon effect, the Gemara, even if you removed it off the fire, and even though you emptied the contents, and even if the difference between putting in a lot of water and a little water is clear, a little it's called yechamu is mevashel, and a lot is lahavshin is mutter, but lema'aseh being mitzaref the kli. And for the Gemara, Reb Shimoni, the Omer Davashen Miskaven Mutter. It's going according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Davashen Miskaven is Mutter. You have no intent to be Mitzarev the Kli. So Davashen Miskaven is Mutter. Now, Tosfos Radway points out that it's not a Vade Mitzarev. Because if it's a Vade Mitzarev, then it's a Psik Reisha. So when the Gemara says Valoy Mitzarev means Valoy Shema Mitzarev. Because Psik Reisha, Reb Shimon is Moida that it's Osa. The whole word in Reb Shimon, Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter, is, the Achronim explain, is because when you're not Mechaven, we don't connect the Maisa to you. So Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter, we're not Mesiachas the Maisa to you. Masha'enkin by Psik Reisha, we're Mesiachas the Maisa to you. So because it's not a Psik Reisha, it's only Shema Mitzarev, so Vaiti, we're not Mesiachas the Maisa to you. The Ramban answers differently. He says the reason why it's not a psik reisha is because it's called a suffix psik reisha l'sha'ovar. Maybe the tzorfin were already mitzarif this kli. Maybe it's already mitzurif are they the tzorfin. So mel, it's not a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha l'sha'ovar. It's a shema psik reisha l'sha'ovar. It might have been done in the past already. That's not called a psik reisha. A suffix psik reisha l'sha'ovar that it might have been done, the Shimon would not agree to. That's not called a psik reisha. Similarly, the Taz says in Hilchas Shabbos that you're allowed to close a drawer, a megira, even though there might be a fly inside. Why? That's a suffix psikresha. L'shova, the fly might be trapped in there already anyways. So it's a suffix psikresha, and that's mutan Shabbos. Effectively, Kivega, that l'chayr we see in Kol HaTorah Kula, suffix psikresha is also. He says in Bosa V'cholam, in Simen Pei Zayin, when you're doing a maisa, which is for sure going to cause something, even though it's a suffix, if it's going to cause it, so that's called the suffix psikresha l'sha'ova, which is also in Kol HaTorah Kula. So why is Shabbos different? So the Achronim want to say, Shmuel Zofsky and Rabbi Chanan, that what's the assertion of psikresha? Psikresha, Reb Shimon agrees that the mice is mesiachas to you. It's considered that it's your mechaven because of psikresha. Is the pshat is your mechaven to chop off the head, or pshat is by psikresha, or your mechaven now to actually kill the animal, to be noit on the shomer. Vos licked in the psikresha? Licked in there that you're mechavin to the maisa, or you're mechavin to the result that's coming out. So mele, the difference is like this. When it comes to Shabbos, you have to melech machsheves. You have to have kavon on the result. You have to be mechavin in order to do melech satzorfin. That you don't have the kavon to, because maybe it was already mitzuref. So psikresha sha'ovar is mutter. Mashengen kol HaTorah Kula, as long as you have kavon for the maisa you're doing, irrelevant if the fact that it was, that it's for sure going to happen because maybe it was ready also beforehand. So Mela for Kol HaTorah Kula, Psik Reisha L'Shabbos, also Shabbos is different.
And that's why by Shabbos, even according to Reb Shimon, Psik Reisha L'Shav is Mutter.
There's another way to answer this kasha, why is it not a Psik Reisha, is because it might be a Psik Reisha Lo Nichle. That's how Reb Kivega wants to say, that it's a Psik Reisha Lo Nichle to be Mitzarefit. So Psik Reisha Lo Nichle Dasa Orech and Tois Dafkuf Gimel is that it's Mutter, which is questionable. It might be also Midrabonon, Psik Reisha Lo Nichle, we're only saying Mechon De'orech B'Shas HaTchak, B'Tzir of other things maybe, but upon him, it might not be a Psik Reisha, because of Psik Reisha Lo Nichle. So La'aloch Reb Shimon holds Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutter. By Psik Reisha, he agrees that it's Osa. If Psik Reisha Lo Nichle is a Machlek is a Orech, is it Mutter or not? By a Psik Reisha L'Sho'ovar, over there, Taka Reb Shimon would say that its Taka remains Dov Shein Miskaven, it's Mutter, and we don't consider it a Psik Reisha by Psik Reisha L'Sho'ovar, by Shabbos, we need Melech Machsheves. So that's of Adab Avas Teretz in the Mishnah. We're talking about that you remove the mechum from the fire. You remove the contents, you remove the water too. And the difference in Mayim Uwatim is Mavashal, Mayim Rubin is not. And Tziruf is not a problem because you're going according to Reb Shimon and Dov Shem Niskam is Mutter. Frag the Gemara, Maskula Abaya, Midi Mechem Shepinim Memenem Mayim Katoni. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that you remove the water. It just says you removed. Remove just implies that you remove the kettle off the fire. So it doesn't say you remove the water. Zog the Gemara, Mechem Shepineu Katoni. Now Tosis says, even though we find other places where it says Upinu Sabayis, Vanachapinis Sabayis, it doesn't say it took it out from Avodah Zarah, and it means so. Tosis says other places, we do say it stresses it, so it should have said so clearly over here. Zok de Gemara, so Vibalt, it doesn't say clearly you took out the water, so Abaye learns the sugi differently. Elom Abaye, the mission is as follows. Hochi Komar, Hamechem Shepineu, meaning you removed the kettle off the fire that you did. It's still a klirishim, but it's not on the esh. V'yesh by mayim chamin, and it still has water in it. You didn't remove the water. So le'yitin le'techa mayim u'otim, do not put a minimal amount of water, cold water in it, because it'll be mavashlit. B'shul she'echomu. Well, hot water's in there, you can't put in cold water. Ava noisin le'techa mayim u'lumim, but you could put in abundance a lot of hot water in there, a lot of cold water in there. Ava noisin le'techa mayim u'lumim, you could put in a lot of cold water. K'dei lav shiron. Because then we'll not be able to mavashlit, that's less than yatzaledis. And like we said before, according to Chai Odom, the Mishmur brings in Shin Yudches, that you have to put in a lot of water in one shot. Pnei Yeshua says it can even be slowly, because Lamaisa, your intent is not to be mavashal. But Lamaisa, and you continue, your intent is to continue pouring. But if you put in my merubim for sure in one shot, kedei lav shiron is not a problem. Then the Mishnah says, umechem shepine, and then we're saying another nekuda, umechem shepine mimenu mayim. If you remove the water itself, till now we're talking about that water is still in there. If you remove the water itself, so now you have a different problem. Lo yitel l'techa mayim kolika. Don't put any water inside there. Why can't you put any water? Because you have the problem of mitzarif. Mibnesha mitzarif. And mitzarif is either mechabel that the Rambam says, or it's makabe patish. So if you remove the water, you have a problem of strengthening the utensil, because you remove the water now and putting in cold water, kolika is mitzarifit. V'Reb Yehudi, Doma Dovashen Miskaven also. And then it's like Reb Yehuda, Reb Adar Bahava said, it's according to Reb Shimon, there's no problem with Mitzarif when you remove the water, Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter. Abai is saying that you left the water in there, it's a problem of Bishel, depends on Rubin or Muatin. And if you remove the water, then it's a problem of Tziruf, according to Reb Yehuda, that Dovashen Miskaven is Taka also. Now Rashi learns, Mitzarif means that when you fill it up to the rim, it gets very hot by the rim. So when you're putting cold water in this utensil all the way to the top, to the rim, then you're mitzarif, then you're mechazik the utensil. Then it's the mechabe, then it's the makabe patish. So oy bazoy, Zokta Tais Shonim over here on the side. So how could it be that lo yitin l'teich ha-mayim kolika? There's no problem of tzirif until you fill it up to the rim. So what do you mean lo yitin l'teich ha-mayim kolika? Zokta Tais Shonim, that if the pshat is, like Rashi says, that it's only when it's molei mamish, he says, as far as Tois is alibi de Rashi, the ain a mitzarif elekshu mole mamish, soch limchoik tevis kolika. So you have to remove the words kolika, because it's not pshat, it's mitzarif when it's any mayim in there. It's only when it's filled the rim. Other Rishonim learned that no, you can leave the gears of kolika. The layitin l'techa mayim kolika, you can't put any water in there, even if it's not totally tzoinen. Any water will be mitzarif it now if you put it in there after you remove the contents of the water. And that's what it means kolika. It doesn't have to be mamish tzoinen, that already will be mitzarif it. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovashen Miskaven is also. Now the Gemara says, the machloik is Rav and Shmuel in a new taich, in how they taich the Mishnah. Omar Rav, similar like we said before. Omar Rav, loy shonu. The Mishnah that says they got to put mayim rubim inside the mechem is elo lahavshir. It's only when you're going now that there's still water left inside the kettle and you're putting in the new water is only lahafshir. You're being mafshir the mayim tzoynim inside the mayim chamim, so it's not going to be yatzel lettuce, and then it's mutter. Aval. But if you remove the water totally from the kettle, and then you're putting in that water to be mitzarefit, then it's aser. If you're putting in water to be mitzaref, then it's aser. That means that we're going according to Reb Yehuda, that Dovash and Miskaven is aser. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says no. Afilu letzarev is nami mutter. Even if you removed all the contents of the water from the mecham and you're putting in maim tzoynim in order to be mitzarev, it's also mutter. In fact, the more lechatchila not be mitzarev according to Reb Shimon. Even if you're going to say Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, lechatchila not be mitzarev. Dovash and miskaven is only the end miskaven, not lechatchila. In fact, the more letzov lechatchila mishori. Even Reb Shimon wouldn't allow lechatchila to be mitzarev. It's after you did it, so then it's enemy miskaven. But lechatchila, it's mashma ushmul oma afilu letzarev nami mutter to be mitzarev's mutter. So gemara eli itmar hochi itmar. You have to learn as follows: the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Oma Rav loy shonu elo shiur lahavshir. When does Rav say they allowed to put water, cold water, inside the mechem is shiur lahavshir? The amount of water that you're putting in is only going to be mafshir. It's not going to get the yatzel lettuce. That means you're putting in an amount that's not going to be too minimal. It's going to be more than minimal. It's going to be merubim, so to speak. It'll only be lahavshir. So aval shiur letzarif, and likewise, it's not going to be mitzarfit because letzarif. Rashi says, is only when you memala the kli to the top, to the rim. Aval shir letzarif. But if you put in the amount of water that's mitzarif, that means it's filled up to the rim, then it's osur. Because dovash and miskaven is osur. Rav holds that dovash and miskaven is osur. So if you shir letzarif, it's taka osur, which is like Rabbi Yehuda. Zog Rashi, shir lahavshir, veloy letzarif. It's a shear only to be mafshir, but not letzarif. What's called not a shear letzarif? Kegon shalim mileu kula. He didn't fill it up to the rim. V'rav mashmalein. Rav is mashma, according to this. Pineu is kirav ado. Shepinu menam raim chamin. Pineu means that you, like Rav Ado says, that you removed all the contents. You removed the water also. And now there's a question, are you being shear lahavshir? It's mutter. But it's not shear letzarif because you didn't fill it up to the rim. But the water is removed. And on that Shmuel says, Ushmuel Omar, afilu shir letzarev, that you're allowed to even fill it up to the rim. Even if you fill it up to the rim, it's still mutter if you did it. Not lechatchila, but it's mutter if you did it. Why? Because dovash and miskaven is mutter. Since your intent is not to be mitzarev, but since you fill, even though you filled it up shir letzarev, and you did it without intent, it's mutter because dovash and miskaven is mutter. And Shmuel holds like a Shimon, and Rav holds like a Yehuda. Then the Gemara is going to ask on the base, since when does Shmuel hold like a Shimon? Lechari, we ask from other sugis, not like that. We'll stop over here at the top of Membeis Omid Aleph.